You were, in your country, the official war artist in the early 2000s. And I was thinking of that given that the complications in Iraq have certainly escalated recently. The project that you created, Queen and Country, I know that the Royal Mail decided not to issue the stamps that you created. Do you think you might revisit that at any point and encourage them to maybe help you to bring that project to fruition?
Dissected a little bit the question. I mean, I was made the British war artist in 2003, and I went to Iraq. It's been going on since the Crimea War. So there used to be a guy sat on the side of a mountain doing watercolors of a battle. And the role has become quite an interesting role as far as an artist is concerned. You're going into an environment, war. Obviously, which I've never been in. You're being surrounded by soldiers, military personnel, and of course, being in Iraq before. So it was so many firsts for me when I was there in 2003. When I got back home, in retrospect, I kept on thinking about the troops who were there and also the people who I sort of got on with there as such. And I kept on thinking about war letters. And then I had this idea of a stamp. And in Britain, if you appear as a portrait on a stamp, you've got to be a member of the royal family or dead. So I thought, who best to be on a stamp than a soldier who's in the contract has, they've given a life for Queen and Country. And unfortunately, the Royal Mail at the time prevented this sort of being actualized. And they didn't give a reason. And it's still in the air. There was an early day motion presented in Parliament where people were debating in Parliament the idea of this being an actuality, these stamps being made. And, it was a very interesting debate, but up until now it's come to nothing. But I'm hoping at some point someone with a bit of courage will realize the project.
We're here at Anderson Ranch, and you've been invited to take part in the symposium, Making the Change They Want to See, because so much of your work has a social connotation, social injustice that you've, built sort of a career around. In terms of your speaking to people about making the change that you want to see, what do you think that you'll discuss?
I don't think I'm interested in social justice or making a change as such. I'm an artist, that's all, plain and simple. And it's not about sort of, I wouldn't at all be so presumptuous to say that I'm sort of interested in social justice and change the world. No, it's not that courageous at all. What it's about is just trying to tell the truth within work, within art. That's what an artist, I feel, should be doing, looking or at some sort of idea of what truth is as such, or trying to. It's absolutely unobtainable. But that's the whole point and that's the whole purpose, I think, of art. If it's to present something which is beautiful, or if it's to present something which is ugly, or present something which is uncomfortable, well, then so be it.
To paraphrase something that Jason Fargo from the BBC has said about it, and he was writing specifically about hunger in this instance, but I think it's applicable to your broader body of work. He says that you don't go for easy answers and you don't let spectators shy away. Is there a point for you where you say, perhaps this is becoming too visceral or too raw? How do you approach that?
I don't know what to anything is. I mean, to what? I have no idea what that actually means to some. I mean, again, you're making a film, which is a narrative, which is a story about something which took place. I mean, him specifically talking about hunger was talking about 10 men who died in Irish prison, in the British prison cell, excuse me, through starvation. I don't know any way around that in order to sort of make it anything other than what it is. A similar situation with maybe Shame or 12 Years a Slave. We're talking about slavery. I mean, if you're talking about slavery, then you've got to talk about slavery. There's no other way of sort of presenting that story other than what slavery was and presenting it as such, because otherwise you're not making sense as far as trying to make the narrative. So,
what can art do?
what can art do? A lot, I think. I think what's interesting for me about art is that it's not, again, it's there's so many things which are going on in our world that have influence over us or have some kind of make us think or make us sort of active. And I think what art is this one area which isn't politics, which isn't the media, and these are the two most powerful sort of influencers or manipulators as such, or they are where we get our knowledge from. I think with art, it gives us another outlet, it's another consciousness, it's another way of sort of examining or investigating certain things which are around us, and not just political, but from talking about love to talking about the most sort of banal thing one can think about, as well as larger sort of issues as such, because it's another way of us having a way to communicate that rather than just sort of receiving what we do every day.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you.